Okay, we're learning over here today. We're Shlomo Rabbeinu with Daf Mem Beis and Mabeis. The only one that's shared today is Shlomo Rabbeinu. It's 8:30. Came 10 minutes late. On the record, on the record for all posterity, you came 10 minutes late. You're the only one here.
If you go
wash your hands first,
he's going to get wet.
You're going to ruin the food
on the table.
Over here, the mafarish was this lani that you could delete or it just comes in mechazik. It's a very bizarre thing. What's this over here? Tevus elu machok. The Bach says to delete the next words because just repetition. But the words are, do not wash your hands first. Why? My time of Mishum Peirurin, because you're going to ruin the crumbs. Now, the crumbs here mean the large crumbs.
Mm-hmm. What thing did you save over? It's Bizi Oichlin.
No, it's no problem because Beisil, the more it's going to extend a few months, Beisil holds that who's
it depends. Im shamish tamachol.
No, he's saying but he's saying that it's always going to be. That's the more it's going to say over here is that since the Metzia says he always going to have a shamish tamachol, so you know who he will remove the crumbs, the pieces sheyesh from kazayis. And therefore, there's nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Beisil says you can go and you can wash first. Mm-hmm. We can wash first, and then you'll mechabit the bias
later.
People
were so poor, and yet... I
have no idea. It sounds like there's very lavish
like
butlers and servants and wine and mugmar, besamim, and they sat on benches, and they sat down on couches.
Right.
It's super bizarre. It's so bizarre what's going on over here.
Yeah.
Right? I have no clue. Sheyesh b'chem g'zayim b'chem 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 he knows. Not to leave on the table a big crumb, a big piece of bread that's more than a kazai. So when you wash my machrayim, you should not come to spill the water on the table and ruin the food. So there's nothing to worry about.
In other words,
Here we pass the halacha of Shammai that says you're allowed to be mishtamesh with the Shammai. You have to first mechabit and then wash. He learns over here that this halacha was the other way around, that the Shammai is the one that says that you are allowed, that you must use a shamish talmud chacham.
Right.
And Beis Hillel is the one that says that you are
And the halacha is still
Mela,
like
it's going to be like Beis Hillel. Once we switch
like
the names
Beis
around,
Beis Hillel.
So once we're going to switch the halacha around, we're going to say that the Shammai says that you wash your hands. Beis Shammai says that you wash your hands.
Beis Hillel is the one that says you're always going to wash your hands first,
because Beis Hillel is the one that says that you can use a shamish that's an amharet.
Right, okay.
Beis Hillel says that you have to wash your hands first, because Beis Hillel is the one that says that you only can use a shamish that is a talmud chacham.
I forgot to turn off my phone. One second.
Beis Hillel
is my message. Sorry, I can't talk right now. Okay, let's turn it off. Okay,
so Beis Hillel is the one that's going to say that you mechabed bais. Beis Hillel is the one that said, according to this version, that you can mishamesh with Beis Hillel, according to this version, the one that says that you can use an am haaretz. And if you can use an am haaretz to be your shamish, there's going to be a danger that you're going to ruin the food. So therefore, first mechabed the bais, and then you go and you... And then you
then
go,
you go
move
and
it.
Wash.
And now in the middle, everything comes out according to Beis Hillel. We pass like Beis Hillel across the board.
Right.
Next. Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai says Ner and Mazon. What comes first? First comes Ner, then comes Mazon. Ner comes first. The Gemara is the Maisim. And I remember the Gemara we learned yesterday, that there are two versions to the Machlokes, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, the version of Rabbi Yehuda and the version of Rabbi Meir. According to the version of Rabbi Meir, there's no Machlokes. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agreed that first comes Ner, then comes Bissam. The Machlokes is where is Mazon? But according to Rabbi Yehuda's version, this Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, do you do Ner first or do you do Bissam first?
Okay.
So Beis Shammai Yoyim Ner Mazon Rav Huna. The more is the man Rav Huna. Rav Yehuda equal be Rava. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda he visited the home of Rava. Chazil Rava the Baruch Abissam and Bereisha. He made the bracha on Bissam first. Now, according to Rabbi Meir's version of the Machloikis, what he did was leave the nobody. According to Rabbi Meir's Machloik, understanding the Machloikis, Beis Shammai, he did the Shloike Din. Amalei Michti, what are you doing over here? Beis Shammai, I'm Ma'or Lepligi. They both agree that the Ma'or comes last. The Tanya, Beis Shammai Oimrim, first is Ner, and the Ohoyas Mozan is in the middle. Then comes B'Sam Ma'odollah. Beis Sol holds Ner, U'Besamim. Mazen v'havdol.
Either way.
So therefore, either first there comes first. Ani Rava, Bashrei Rava, give the answer. You're making a big mistake. Zudiv Remeir. Out of Yehuda Oimer, Lo Nechlu B'Shem Abayisil Al Mazen Shu B'Tchila, Al Havdolah Shu B'Soif Al Ma'achim B'Machloik Kisiz Al Ma'or V'Al Avsam Shu B'Shem Abayim Al Ma'or V'Achach Al B'Samim B'Yisil Oimim Al Ha'am B'Samim Yachach Al Ma'or V'Yem Rabbi Yochanan No'agu Ha'am The Minig Olam Eitz K'Beisil Ag Beisil Al Libud Al Libud Rabbi Yehuda. We go like Beisil Ag Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's version. And Rabbi Yehuda's version, everyone agrees that first comes Maz in the beginning and Havdol the end. Machloik is Ner and B'Samim. And Beisil says first comes B'Samim and then comes Ner. We go like Beisil. Beshamai Oimrim Shabara Mor Ho'esh. And Beisil says Shabara Me'ori Ho'esh. I'm Rava. Bebara. The more now once we'll see the past tense. It's grammar. Bebara Kulim Lepligi. The Bar Mash. The Bar Mash. The word Bar means the past. Kepligi Bebore.
So Bar is okay.
Bar is for sure good. Bar is for sure going to be good. Can you say also Boire? Can you say Boire Me'ori Ho'esh? But Bara is for sure going to be good because Bara, we now have to have a bracha. We're coming to commemorate the creation of fire. The creation of fire took place on Mitzvah Shabbos. It's the past. The Bara, Kuliyam Lablagi, the Bara, Kuliyam Lablagi, the Bara Mashma. Kipligi, the Boyre, Beshamai Sari, Boyre, the Austin, the Nivra. It means the future.
Well, Beisil
Sari, no good. Beisil Sari, Boyre Nami, the Bara Mashma, the past. Period. Meisve, Meisav Yosef, Beisil is correct. It says about the Yotzar. Hashem creates a
past.
No, it's the past. The past.
Yes,
the past. This is a description of creation. This description of creation is the past. It's the word the boyrei, right to beisilal, eraya to beisilal. The word boyrei means the past. How can Beis Shammai say boyrei means the future when the pasuk from the context of the pasuk?
How do you see from Yetzer Boyrei Choshech that it's the past?
That's pshat the pasuk from the context. Good question. I don't know the answer. From the context on Davnun Beis Amid Beis. From the context of the pasuk, the word the pasuk is the past. Over here on the side of the Gemara, what does it say? Yoitzer or uvorei choshech, oiser shel voyes hara. What does it say?
The pasuk Yeshaya, I think.
Pasuk it's Aleph. Where is the pasuk? I don't know. Pasuk Yeshaya, correct? Wow, you know everything. You should be getting
the
Shia.
I once looked it up. It's interesting that. Let's see.
Right, right. We don't say that. Shabara, is the Shabara over here. It says. It says Yoitza R, Kaysa.
Nun
Beis
on
Beis,
right?
Nun Beis on Beis. It says Yoitza R, Vori Choshech.
Yoitza R, Vori Ruch. That means that's the past tense. So,
Vori
is the past tense.
That's the Raya. These Psukim, from the context of these Psukim, we're discussing Maisei Bereshis. And Maisei Bereshis already happened in the past, right? Is that correct?
Right.
Are we living before Maisei Bereishis or after Maisei Bereishis?
Well, it says Chol Yom
Tomid. Oh, you just read my mind.
We're living after Maisei Bereishis.
It's a new barrier.
Okay, that's a too deep. That's a very deep shot. That's a moral shot.
Everybody says it.
Yoitz, okay, but the Pashup shot is that these Psukim are describing Maisei Bereishis, and Maisei was in the past. And it says we're the Boyrei.
So what do we see? Is a question. So
Boyrei is mashma the past.
Right.
How could Beis Shammai say that Boyrei is no good because Boyrei means the future?
Well, even according to Beis Hillel, what does Boyrei mean?
That's the question.
Boyrei Nami, the Boyrei mashma. It is the past. Okay, that's good.
Boyrei
okay.
is for sure good. Machloike says it's Boyrei the past, Boyrei the future. We need for the bracha past. Because the reason why we make Eish Mitzvah Shabbos is a commemoration.
So it's impossible for Beis Shammai to say.
Right, you see, the pasuk means the past. Yoitza Harim Ubore Ruach, Ubore Hashmaim Benoteim, Elam of Yosef. You're right, you're correct. Bebara Ubore, both words mean the Kokolem of the Bar Mashma. Keep Ligwat Machlaikis, the Machlaikis, the word Bar and Bore, that's Machlaikis.
It's the Bore Ma'oire.
Oh, if you're going to say Boire, the grammatical correct next word is Ma'oire Ho'esh. So the machloekis centers around, is it Mo'or Ho'esh or
right.
is it Mo'oire? How many colors are there in fire? Kipligi b'mo'or u'mo'oire. And Mimela, if you're going to say Mo'or, you say Bora. If you say Mo'oire...
Again, Bora, what's the difference between Bora and Boire?
But they both mean, no, it doesn't mean anything. It's just a grammatical form. If you, the Iker point is, do you say Mo'or Ho'esh or Mo'oire? If
right.
you say Mo'oire, the rules of grammar demand that you say Boire.
That's the rhyme.
Mo'oire. If you say Ma'or Ho'esh, the rules of grammar demand that you say Bara. Both Bara and Bara mean the past. But that's not the Machlaikis. The Machlaikis says, do you say Ma'or Ho'esh or do you say Me'or
Ho'esh? One is singular, one is plural.
Right. So the question over here is, why would you want to say singular plural when it comes to a fire? The question is, how many colors are there in fire?
One light.
There are many different fires, many different colors in the fire. And that's machlokes. So this, I'm sure, for some scientific understanding, always Einstein probably gave you a hesbo what this means. The machlokes between Beis Shammai still is it plural or is it yachid?
But yet it's one fire, it's different colors.
It's one fire, but there are many different elements. That's the question.
But how comes Beis Shammai? How does Beis Shammai?
Beis Shammai says, even though it obviously elu the elu diri lokim chayim, it's one fire that is breaking out, branching out into many parts. So do we focus on the pratim or do we focus on the klal? Obviously, there has to be two. Both elements are correct. It's one fire. Pratim. Next gemara. Ein mevarchim. You don't make a bracha on a ner shavas. Okay, the sugya halacha lemaisa. We don't pass like this. We only follow this mitzvah. We only follow this
Yom Kippur.
But in Shabbos, the Mobi here is now discussed that according to Mikra, this halacha was taught when it comes to every mitzvah Shabbos and the ner shavas. Why? Because the ner was lit on Shabbos for Malacha. Bishlam ner mishum lo shavas. Then I rest el b'sum my timer. It says in the Gemara, you now that he use a ner and a b'sum of a goy. A guy lit, kindled the fire on Shabbos. Oh, but you'll say a guy is at chayiv in Shabbos. The guy is at chayiv in Shabbos. So from our perspective, we want to use an object that no chil Shabbos was done. It's a merit gezach.
Even though a guy is allowed to
100%, you see from this morning, incredibly sight that even though Nikar Hadin, it's mutter in many cases, it's not sugi past. Then the melacha should be done on Shabbos. Some people they have a shul or they're doing construction. According to halacha, you're allowed to let the goy do the melacha on Shabbos. However, how can you go and use this for avodas Hashem?
Havla,
that's what I said. There are many heterim, right. But yet you see from this gemara an incredibly aside that even though it's mutter, right. But yet it's not sugipast that this item that you're going to use avodas Hashem should have been crafted on Shabbos.
The Rachman brothers didn't allow them to
do construction 9/11, and they're the only buildings that were not destroyed.
Well, you heard about that?
And it was a miracle of miracles.
Oh, what? I didn't hear that.
A miracle of miracles. The 9/11, that their property
when some of the property was
damaged.
Was near
all the other buildings in the entire vicinity.
Hold on a second. Besides for the Twin Towers, they own property. They own buildings.
Not
there?
The Twin Towers.
They didn't own the Twin Towers.
The Twin Towers.
They
fell down.
The financial.
It fell down on other property.
But not on them.
They
were far away.
They weren't so
far
away.
People were talking about
other,
this?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
And they attributed to the Znoch Chil Shabbos.
Because they didn't allow going to work on Shabbos.
Vait in the Gemara. What's the reason why B'Sam him? Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Chacham, Mesibas, Oedicha, Maskinan, they're going by a party. There's a Goyisha party taking place. Veneisha, Stam, Mesibas, Oedicha, Mulava, the Zoro, he... And that's why it's for avoid the zara. That's why you cannot use it. Cannot be, because it says in the end of the Mishnah that you know the reason
for
the zara.
So it's not
can
be
talked
about the zara.
So the end of the Mishnah explaining matam avrocham leil nerv lo b'slam shalom alakum b'neisha stam mislimis avrocham leil the zara. Turn around. Shavas. The melacha was not done. It was lit from before Shabbos. Yibedavka have to from before Shabbos. It has to be lit from before Shabbos to show that on Shabbos you don't do melacha. Mevachin lov. V'shaloi Shabbos ein mevachin lov. Mai umai loy Shabbos. What does it mean loy Shabbos? What exactly does it mean loy Shabbos nachmas melacha?
It's a match.
Doesn't mean no. If you light it now, mitzvah Shabbos, it means nothing because right now I need it. It has to be lit from before. The ner Shabbos means it. You have to show.
Here's a light, and I didn't light it on Shabbos.
How do you have to
after
do that?
Shabbos,
doesn't mean anything.
Right.
You have therefore has to be lit. Has to be lit from before Shabbos. It's lit erev Shabbos, and it goes the entire Shabbos. And now mitzvah Shabbos, you can make bori ma'ariho esh. That's a statement. If you go and you light a candle in the Tzoy Shabbos, like what we do, that's a big deal. Who cares? Big deal.
So what's my Shabbos and my Lo Shabbos?
Now, let's say, for example, a Jew is Pikuach Nefesh. There's a Yid who is in Pikuach Nefesh and he needs him to light a candle. So therefore, you can't use that. That's not called Malacha. That's Chutra.
So why
should a guy be different? Because it's also chutra. Let's see. Does that mean to say that you're not allowed to go use the kin that was lit on Shabbos even for a permissible use for bikuach nefesh? But the halach, it's a fairish b'ray, so you're allowed to use for avdallah a candle that was lit on Shabbos for cholish sheyesh b'sakana. V'yatanya or shel chaya, a midwife, a woman in labor.
Chayim means a midwife, a woman in delivery, a sick person, a sick person, a woman in labor.
You're not allowed to use a candle that was that the Naveri was done with on Shabbos. It was Chilul Shabbos.
So what do you mean Shabbos? It rested.
So Shabbos includes this one. This is good.
Shabbos means it was lit Erev Shabbos.
Oh, I got it.
And no Malacha was done of it. If Malacha was done of it, it was Mutter. But if it was Mutter, then it is good.
So that now includes this woman's thing. Even if you lit it on Shabbos, even if this
candle, as long as you permit it to lose.
Right, exactly. Why would you? Because it was for a chayla.
So what's Shabbos? That would be awesome.
Oh, now what is called the Malachas Aveira? So it doesn't over here say in the Rashi, but on the side it says, B'shot HaRosh, Nireh Shagoris Avoida, B'mokoy Maveira. Change the gear, sir. Wow. Okay, not avera, avoida. What do you mean avoida? It was not actually used for anything. Because a guy, the reason why the rush is changing the girsa is because we're coming over to talk about a guy. If a guy goes and lights a candle, you're not allowed to use it. Why not? A guy doesn't do an avera. A guy is allowed to be machal. It's not kochel Shabbos by a guy. So we learn over here more digazach. It's not ner sheshava Shabbos from avoida. Not from... an Aveira. Hear the word? It's a very important gear to change.
Avoida.
Labor. Constructive labor. And that includes even a goy. When you light the candle mitzvah Shabbos, and use the candle mitzvah Shabbos, the issue is not a mitzvah and Aveira. Because a goy is not shaykh in doing Aveiras of Chilul Shabbos. Yet you cannot use a candle that a guy lit on Shabbos because he used that candle for avoida, for labor. Now, even though a guy is allowed to, that's right. But we want to use a ner after Shabbos for our purpose.
How's the difference a guy or a sick person? According to what you're saying.
That's exactly the point, because a sick person, it's not even called avoida. It's not called avoida. A sick person... It's an under.
Why is a guy called an avoider?
Because the guy is not sick.
But the guy is not.
That's exactly why the Rosh changed the girsa. That's exactly the point we're trying to make over here. Think about it. When you do mitzvah Shabbos, when you light the Havdalah, the Ner, you want to use a Ner that's pure, that was not used for constructive labor, because it's Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos, it's a Ner Sheshavas. Shavas mi melacha. If a guy does melacha, even though the guy is 100% permitted to do the melacha, but still, for you, the Jew, who now on Mitzvah Shabbos, who's mechuyev to acknowledge that until now, avoida melacha is aser, and now avoida is mutter, you have to use an object that was not involved in avoida, regardless of the fact that the guy was the one who did the avoida, and the guy is mutar lechatchila to do avoida. But a yid who is sick, is a chayle sheyesh bo sakana, or a chaya, this is not a din of avoida. This is a whole different world. This is under the sug. A chayle sheyesh bo sakana is better than
rule,
a guy.
Is the rule that you have to use a ner sheshavas a positive rule, that you should use a ner sheshavas, or is it just to be mafkir from a negative rule that you shouldn't use a one that's loy shavas?
Positive.
So in other words, striking a match after Shabbos and just lighting a candle. That's no good because it's not Shabbos.
Not Shabbos, exactly.
Period.
Exactly.
So you don't, right, okay.
100%. Mitzvah Yom Kippur.
So it has nothing to do really with a goy. As long as it has to be a Nesha Shabbos.
Right.
It's something that has something
right.
like.
So that's why the Gemara throws you off because it says we're Avera. And the Gemara talks, see, the Gemara is very confusing because the Gemara talks about a Chaya and a Chol Yisrael Shvei Sakana. Oh, so those, there's no Avera. Hutra, Pikoch Nefesh. And then the Gemara goes, talks about a guy is also going to be us. A guy is going to be us. Excuse me, the same way a Chol Yisrael Shvei Sakana is Hutra, a guy that lights a match on Shabbos is also Hutra. A guy is allowed to light a candle for himself. He's not doing it for you. It's not a matter of avera. It's a matter of avoida, constructive labor. A yid who's b'mokam sakana is mufka from the whole parsha. But a guy is doing avoida.
It's a
hutra. Hutra.
I said that. Different than dukhya.
I said
no,
that.
I'm just saying for myself, yeah.
Avoida. Right, a shoshis, a lantern. Shaitza delekas v'holechas kol hayom kuloi l'mitzvah Shabbos mevorchin olecha. In other words, halacha of a ner shabbos. It has to be lit in the lantern. No one touched it.
For Shabbos, yeah.
Next, Torah bar. Now we go to Torah bar. Nochri, a Gentile. Shelik nintzah. Now here we go over here. But here's halacha. Let's tell you a basic halacha. Let's say mitzvah Yom Kippur. When you talk a need, you need a ner shabbos. Let's say you don't have one. Let's say you
but
don't
have. Well,
we pass like this only. We pass like this only. We pass like this only once. Only yeah, or once a couple of years. Once in a couple of years when it's Mitzoy Shabbos Yom Kippurim Shechalios B'Shabbos. Then you must have a Ner Shabbos. Otherwise,
that's a trick question. It's a trick answer. I mean, basically,
No. I made a mistake. Puffa Garrett. We pass like this only when Mitzvah Shabbos is not Chal. Only when Yom Kippurim is not Chal during the week. Then you must have. And if you don't have, you can make a bracha. But
what's like from a pre-existing candle that was lit Erev
Yom Kippur.
Okay.
Shavas, remember
what? Let's if it falls.
Shabbos, Shabbos, sign. Yom Kippurim is the Shpitz of Shabbos.
By the way, Yom Kippur can never fall on Matzah Shabbos.
Fine. For Shabbos, right?
No, one time. Shabbos. Then the law changes?
No, it's not possible.
Yom Kippur can fall on Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos.
Right.
So Yom Kippur falls out, then you can be Mako.
Yeah.
If Yom Kippurim falls out on Shabbos,
I got it. Then Matzah Shabbos.
You can be Mako. Why?
Not
because you know you lechatchila you should.
Right.
But b'diavad, if you don't have, you can make a bracha. You can still have because we commemorate on a new fire. Because it's no worse than a regular Mitzvah Shabbos. On a regular Mitzvah Shabbos, you commemorate
right.
the creation of fire.
Right.
But when you need Yom Kippur to be Shabbos.
But when Yom no only talking about Yom Kippur no. So then we're Meichel because since it's when you light Mitzvah Shabbos, what do you think? You come to commemorate the creation of fire.
Right.
So when you come to commemorate the creation of fire, be'etzem, you don't need it to be Ner Shavas. We don't care.
That's how we pass it.
But Mitzvah Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur is Shabbos, Shabbos.
So there you need a Ner Shavas.
This gives chorus. Not like Yom Tov, where Chiv Leisa say, then there's no commemoration of the first. There's no commemoration of the first fire. So why are you making Havdalah Mitzvah Yom HaKippur on fire? Why are you doing that? Why on a regular Mitzvah Yom Kippur? You want to show that until now it was Aser to do Malacha, and now it's Mutter to do Malacha. And the way we show that until now it was Aser to do Malacha, and now it's Mutter, we use the Ner Shavas, the whole.
So you're telling me if you can't find, let's say the candle extinguished
Mitzvah Yom
Kippur? Yeah.
That's right.
Then you're exempt from making the bracha?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, that makes sense because the whole
you're exempt.
Reason. Yeah.
But let's say it's Mitzvah Yishab Yom Kippur Mishachal Yis B'Shabbos.
Right.
Then you still make the bracha on a match. Why? It's no worse than the regular Mitzvah Shabbos. On a regular Mitzvah Shabbos, we're commemorating Eish, the creation of Eish. That would not makbid on it. It should be Ner Shabbos. Okay, now here's the Yisoy. The Yisoy is let's talk a say Mitzvah Shabbos. You still can make a bracha. Let's say Yom Kippur Mishchal Achalachol Ma'as Yom Kippur Mishchal Yis B'Shabbos Shachal Yis Shabbos, and you don't have a Ner Shabbos. What you can do though is, I don't know the pratim exact. I don't know. Still, you can make a bracha. Is you light a candle, and then you light a candle from that candle. It's always like that anyway because we light a match. That's the first snare, and then we light the candle. That's the second. So basically, it's a secondary candle. When you take it, not that's not the original. It's secondary. It's eichet good, but the evidence it's also good. That's already considered to be a ner shabbos.
Because you can't make avdallah on a candle, because it doesn't have to be avdallah, it has to be at least two wicks together.
No, that's a different thing. Avukah is a chumrah, avukah is a hiddur. It's not a correct idea in
avukah. Tell me,
let's see. No. Tell me, nachri yishul like me yishul, nachri that nachri, a guy, a Gentile, shahidlik, that lit up a candle me yishul from a Jew. So the guy, what did the guy do?
On Shabbos.
He lit on Shabbos.
It's just after Shabbos.
No, it doesn't matter when he did it. Wherever the guy went and he lit from a ner shavas of a yid.
Right.
A yid had a ner shavas.
Right. It says much
of Shabbos. It says. I'm sorry, mitzvah Shabbos. So nachri shilik or the Yisrael shehidlik minachri.
Also after Shabbos.
Levarachin alav, you can do it as long as Jew and a guy. A Jew and a guy, you can make the bracha. But let's say it's a nachri minachri. Oh, let's say a nachri lit a candle from another nachri. Ain't levarachin alav.
Didn't we just say that you should not make a bracha from a candle that a
it's a new candle. It's a new candle. Right, you're not right, but here it's a Jew's in the middle. A Jew's in the middle.
Oh,
nachri.
He mean he
takes from that. Oh. Let's see. Mishna. Yisrael. Yisrael is nachri minachri in brachin love. Mishna nachri minachri dulai mishum dulai shavas. Because where did the candle come from? Where did the candle number one come from? It was learned Shabbos. Yachri Yisrael minachri nami a yid from a guy. Also, it's not Shabbos. Hola Shabbos. V'chi tem you go say it's not so terrible over here. Hach. Since the yid lit from the guy, it's not related to the guy's candle.
It's a different candle.
How can that's not the because Ella have a kasha all the time on the Bais. I might see she loves which Rama. A person carry if Eibazay if on Shabbos you carry a fire in the street, you should be part Hilchos Shabbos. We're coming on a Shabbos. Soon as we start the Shabbos, if you carry on Shabbos a ner into this, you should be part. Why should you be parter? Because it's a new fire. What you need a chaytzah and hanacha.
There's no akira.
There's no akira because what I picked up already consumed, and now the flame that's burning now is.
One second. He went out of his house with a flame.
No, he went out holding in his hand some oil, a mash of oil, and he dipped his hand into oil, and he lights it up. Whatever, he lights it up on a little splint or whatever it is in his fingers. So there's no sheer oil, and there's no sheer of a wood, and there's no utensil. All you have over here is fire. Okay. Fire. It's enough fire to burn for 60 seconds.
Right.
And you light a fire, your hands are on fire. And you go outside into the streets.
Mm-hmm. When does he light the fire?
In the house.
Okay, that's in the house, just real. Okay.
And now he goes out into the street.
Akida
b'rushus ha'yachid, hanocha b'rushus
ha'rabim. Right.
So he says, no, so you should be potter. Because the akira, what I lit, is nishtazel b'zach, that's in the street.
Wow.
When I stop, every second, it's a new fire.
Right.
That's the Gemara's kasha.
Oh,
the reason why, just like wise. That's the Gemara's kasha, just like when it comes to Ner Shavas, if the yid lights from the guy, it's mutter. Why if the yid lights from the guy? Because the guy is his zach. Now it's a naya fire. It's a new fire. That was the Gemara's answer. That's Gemara's kasha.
If he takes this candle and lights
if
it.
You light, if a yid lights from the candle of a guy
correct.
On Shabbos, he
correct.
Lights a new light.
It's a new fire.
It's a new fire.
But so how is it
comparable? We have to it. So here also on Shabbos, when you go out into the Rosh Hashanah, the fire that I lit in the house
right.
is not the same fire that's
why?
Burning
it's
in
the same
street.
Camp, but it's the same.
Every second, it's a new fire. That's the point.
That's scientifically, it's a
yes,
new fire.
Yes, that's the Gemara suggesting. The Gemara is suggesting that.
I got it.
Scientifically, you're not put down.
Oh, I
see. The emes is you're right. We don't say that. We don't say that scientific principle. We don't say that. It's the same thing in halacha. At least in halacha, it's zelbazach.
Yeah.
Oh, so the question is reinstated. So why then, when a yid lights from a candle of a guy b'tzoy Shabbos,
is it okay?
It's not the same case. Here, you're lighting something new. In the case of Shabbos, you're taking out into the street the zelba fire.
Mm-hmm.
Fire A, I'm not same fire, and I go out into the street, the same mm-hmm. fire. Here, mitzvah Shabbos, the yid is lighting a new candle from
okay,
the guy. It's
okay.
A nayazach. Atay sefto de'eter kabavarech. Frekting more yachi ebazay, so when it comes to a guy and a guy, it's with the zelbazach. Mitzvah Shabbos, one guy lights from another guy.
Good
so catch. Yachi, nachim, yachi, nami. Ein achi nami, you're right. Technically, it's takamotu. What's technically what's asur? Gezera. It all comes down to a gezerah. Gezerah mishum nachu rishon v'am rishon, because if you're going to let the guy, we're called the slippery slope syndrome. My father used to always say that. The slippery slope syndrome. Because if we're going to let you do it in this case, Yeah, this week you'll do it the right way.
Nee.
What about next week?
What is he going to do? How is he going to?
If last week I was able to light
from kid, a goy, that a goy lit from
a goy from a goy. So next Shabbos, the first goy will be good enough also.
And he's going to light from.
I'll take whatever the goy did.
I got it.
Or I'll take the original amud, the original fire. The original fire is the same thing. This week,
what kind of
lashon
is that?
The first nachri. It's a nachmi nachri. It's the same thing. It's the first candle.
I got it.
Now then, the second nachri is the second amud and the second nachri. But next Shabbos, I'll light. I'll. What do I have to go? Have a goy from a goy.
So the chayyur takes really using mutter. A goy's candle when he lit from another. It's a different fire.
It's mutter. Technically, it's mutter.
Okay.
But we're afraid what's going to happen next week.
He's going to use the first goy's candle.
Vaita nayadin. Tanabon. How you can have now? Here's the yisoid for the next summer is as follows. The yisoid. You only allow. We take this for granted, but it's the you have to know the halacha. We take it for granted. You're only allowed to make a borei me'ori ha'esh on a fire that was lit for the purpose of illumination.
Right.
The range. Let's say it's, I want to go do Boreim on the range. There's a fire on the range. I want to do Boreim on the range. You can't use that. If that fire was
cooking
lit for
purposes.
Cooking purposes.
Right, right.
Okay, Besamim. Hmm. You only can use Besamim that was meant for fragrance.
Right.
Let's say it's a deodorizer.
Right.
It stinks here. Yeah. And you put this Besamim to take away the Zuhama, the bad odor. Can I use that now? No.
Right.
That's meant to remove filth.
Right.
Not, it has to be pure. That's the sort of this whole daf. You're outside the krach. I jumped ahead a little bit, but the same idea. We'll get that soon. Or, and you see there's a fire. So what's halacha? I'm outside of this city. I'm coming into this city. It's Mitzvah Shabbos. I didn't make Borei Mareish. And I come and see fire.
This.
So im, it depends. Is it a goyishes city or is it a Jewish city? Im, roi, that when we say we're Jewish, it means they're not observant. They're not observant the Yidden. Im, roi, nachrim, if most of our goyim. Because it's not Ner Shavas. It's not a Ner Shavas. You have to assume there was the Imroiv Yisrael. But let's say the majority of the residents are Yisraelim, Mevarich, you can make the bracha.
You can assume it comes from.
From a Jew that
well,
was
how
a
do you know where the Jews from?
Also, you have to assume it's a Jewish. You have to the most Vobosarov. You have to assume you're in Bnei Brak.
So you have to know where you are.
So here
in the
goes,
vicinity, yeah.
Obviously, we're going over here where it's not when it's Mitzvah Shabbos. That means it's not. They didn't light up fresh. In other words, you're coming into Bnei Brak 5 minutes before sunset. 5 minutes before sunset. So obviously, if it's a Jewish fire, no Yid would be Mechal Shabbos to light the fire on Shabbos. So when was the fire lit? It was from before Shabbos. But maybe they are goyim in Bnei Brak. They're goyim in Bnei Brak. Then the fire was on Shabbos itself.
Right.
So the roiv people in the city are Yidden, and we assume that most the statistics are most are from a Yidden. Halacha, we follow numbers.
It should depend on what kind of flame it is.
I have a good scenario. The Upper West Side. They say the vast majority are Jews that live on the West Side.
They're not religious.
Not religious. That's what I'm saying.
Not a riot.
I'm saying if you see a fire,
you need a religious fire.
Saying, right.
A Yiddish fire. Nisht a fire for Shabbos. Let's say the statistics are Google. What is the percentage of Jews? Hey Google, what's the percentage of Jews living in this city?
Right.
According to statistics, 50% are Jews and 50%.
So how would you know the two people went away for Shabbos?
Right? What?
Maybe you know two people went away for Shabbos.
Maybe okay, the so Imroiv Yisrael Mavarich Haguvakash Amarta Imroiv Nachim in Mavarich Ha Mechsal Mechsal Mavarich. God the Tani Imroiv Yisrael Mavarich Ha Mechsal Mechsal La in Mavarich. So the Mara says the Iker is Bedin the Gris Afil Mechsal Mechsal.
Maybe there's a stereo. It's not a mechsal.
If you say Roiv and Roiv, you always can have
the answer is really BMS Mechsal is going to be good. It's good. 50 is also good. The ID, the Tani Rashi, Roiv Nachim, since the Rashi says Roiv Nachim is going to be good, is no good. Memela, which means 50-50 is going to be good. Memela is stylistic. Symmetry. Okay, it's now here the case is 5 minutes after Shabbos is over. Shabbos over in this city, the calendar says it's over at 6 o'clock on the dot. And now let's make it 6:03. Okay, it's 6:03. And you see a young man And when it says over here, Tinuk, Tinuk over here does not mean a child. It's in Tinuk, 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 a bar mitzvah. Yeah, really? A bar mitzvah boy.
So why is it called Tinuk a child?
He's mechuyev mitzvahs?
I guess so. There has to be that. Shad.
Why?
I don't know. That's what, maybe from the family. It says over here, Tinuk. What does the Tinuk over here? Is Rashi over here what the Tinuk over here is?
Well, didn't we have it before in the Gemara to call the Tinuk someone who wasn't a bar mitzvah? Just
was not a bar mitzvah. Okay, I don't know. Let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. You see over here a Tinuk, which means a young man. It's 6:03. Sabbath ends at 6 o'clock, and it's 6:03, and you see a tinuk walking with the avuka, and you want to go make avdallah. So what's the shaila? And you see, you have to examine, make an investigation: is this kid Jewish or not?
Why can't you ask him?
That's right. Ask him exactly. Ask him. Go exactly. That's
what
it means.
So you tell me he looks just like a guy. The way how he
no,
dresses.
We don't know. We don't know. Yeah, we don't know. Yisrael. Ruot tinuk avuka biyada boydik achad of im Yisrael who mevarich im nachriu ein mevarich. In fact, the Gemara, my tinnik, I feel good on me. Why a young man? Why a child? Why someone 13 years old? My I feel good on me. I'm Rav Huda. My Rav Hacha besamach l'shkiyas hachama. Ask him. Thing over here where it's shkiyas hachama. That's a very hard word to translate when it comes to modern day halacha. We hold tzei sakachavim.
Right.
Let's assume now it's summer, which means that let's say my example, make it very simple. 6:03. So gadol. If it's an adult, a Yiddish adult. Someone who's 20 years old walking at 6:03 with a torch in his hands, you can assume for sure that the avuka is kosher. It's a kosher avuka.
But he's talking about nightfall. Close to yes. It's not much Shabbos.
So when it says.
So how is he permitted?
Besamach, it's after Shabbos. I told you, Samach, Lushkiya Sacham, in this context.
Right after.
Shabbos is over.
I got it. I'm sorry.
Shabbos ends
okay,
6 o'clock. Right. It's 6:03. So if so it's a gadol, mucha milsa divadin.
Mucha milsa.
Divadin nachriu. Because if it's a guy,
because if he's a Jew, he wouldn't be carrying it 3 minutes
carrying
after Shabbos.
Tinuk, but if it's a tinuk,
then you don't know.
Yisrael, maybe it's a why. Or how could it be that? How could a Yiddish kid go carry a kindle at 6:03? No, you will davening ma'ariv at 6:03. Teretzis children
doesn't go to shul.
So it could be. It's a bizarre event. It's a rare occurrence that he went and he took the kindle out of the house.
What does Ikri Vinokid mean?
It happened by chance.
He took
the kindle out of the house. So in other words, in the house, there was a torch. He said, here's the problem. Over here, you have to make a lot of assumptions. You have a torch, it's going. The torch didn't start burning this moment. It takes a long time to get the torch going to where it's going. If it's holding a torch, this means that right now it's 6:03. There's no way in 3 minutes
right.
They lit up.
Right.
It means this kindle was going on Shabbos, was being burned on Shabbos. So what does that mean, it's burned on Shabbos? So if this kindle and avuka belong to a Yid, it means it was burning the whole Shabbos. Because they wouldn't light it on Shabbos. You have an avuka.
So it's a simmer, it was a goy.
So therefore, this avuka could have been lit from Friday, Erev Shabbos. Or maybe lit on Shabbos itself. So if it's a goy, you have a right. You have to assume that the goy lit it today. He lit it today. But if it's a yid who has his avuka, then you have a right to assume that it was not lit on Shabbos. It was lit erev Shabbos.
Right.
And it's going for 24 hours.
And what is he doing? Not being in shul. Mom's right after this month.
He's a tinuk. He's a tinuk.
Oh, we're talking about a child.
That's
here.
What it says. Tinuk.
A child.
Ikri v'nokat. So the children don't go to shul. So what's he doing in this? Is a gadol is a Yisrael. If it's 6:20, you finished davening already. So then we follow the rules. Roiv Yisrael. What is the statistics of the city? But if over here it's at 6 o'clock, 6:03. So all of the adult Jewish people are in shul davening ma'ariv, but the children don't go to ma'ariv. So it could be that this tinuk went and if it's an adult, it's a goy. If you see an adult holding a torch in the street at 6:03. You have to assume for sure that this torch was lit on Shabbos by
right,
the guy.
Right, right.
If it's a child, it can very well be that this is a Yiddish child who took the torch out of the house. How did this mother let him take the torch out of the house
but
at 6:03?
But maybe it was a Gentile child. You can ask.
Why don't we do Baidigachrov? I guess the answer must be, yes, a very good question. We're going where it's Roy of Yisrael. That has to be the case.
I see.
We're going by this Roy of Yisrael. But if it's Roy of Yisrael, there's a Reyasa. Because what is a Yid doing in the street at 6:03?
So maybe he's not from.
No, the time of Chazal, you either form no some middle ground. Either
no such a thing.
No
ground.
Such thing as not being formed.
You said there was tzedakim kriyim.
So it's not. We're dealing a. We're not dealing with a city of tzedakim. We're dealing with a city of only furiyin.
Okay.
Turn up on my hayyim halachutz krach. Or im ova kifia kivshon. If it's thick like a kivshon mevarch alav, why? Because the assumption is it was meant to light for illumination. Vim lav ein mevarch alav. In other words, if it's not meaning, it was if it's not thick. Rashi says kifi kivshon shesarvim boy avonim l'sid. They go and they light up stones for lime. Im avakar hayotzem yekia kivshon the hayra briyahi l'shtamish l'arohi anasis. That was the mitzias. You could look at the color. You look at the color. We don't live in their society. We're not familiar. We're not familiar with all of the rules of society, all the conventions. But if it's very, if it's like a kivshon, you know, it's the illumination of lava.
What do you mean thick? You mean the fire is very
whatever it means. There's certain like today we know what the streetlight, a lamppost look like. We know what a plane looks like. There's a certain sim, the simonim mufhakim.
Okay.
If there's a certain type of fire, you know it was lit for illumination.
It was made for cooking.
It was made for cooking, therefore it's not going to be good. Therefore, right. You cannot go use it. You're not going to use it. So, when we have a story, we have a stira, mevarchin alav, v'tanya idach ein mevarchin alav leikashacha betchila acha betchila b'sayf. When you first light the fire in the kivshan, so the first lighting is not made for illumination. It's not for illumination. It's made to burn the stones. But after the stone's been burnt, then they make a big fire, and that fire is used to illuminate the facility where they do this. That's me good. Or shel tanur v'shel kirayim, a stove and an oven mevarchin alav. When they first light the oven, you only use it to cook. But once the oven ready is going, then they add a little bit more in order to illuminate the bias. Tani chadam. What?
Go ahead.
Turn the chad. Or shall base a kineses. We shall base having to come to base shul mitzvah Shabbos. Avoy subanim. Why is the light on in the shul? So mevarchin alav. Illuminate. V'tayin yidach ein mevarchin alav. Leikash chadik adam chashav. Chadik like adam chashav. If adam chashav, they would light even no illumination.
Out of respect.
Out of respect that adam chashav. That's you should know that's one of the ikar ta'amim. People don't know this. Why you light on a shamos on a ner Chanukah? It says in Adam Choshefu, you have to light another candle,
right?
Because some people say that it's lit. It's not the reason why there's a candle lit is because it's Adam Choshef. So to show that it's not because this to show the one candle is because it's Adam Choshef, and now the menorah is lit l'shem mitzvah. Today, every year is an Adam Choshef.
But the reason why you need a shamus because
many reasons. The Gemara says beferish this time.
Yeah.
Beferish this time. Adam Choshev.
This is Adam Choshev, not used on Madura, it says.
Tzorich Ner Acher. Beferish the Gemara this time. Shabbos.
Is there a Shamus?
So what, how does it answer the Kasha? It's an Adam Choshev. The Chazon of Iker Sahar. The Chazon means the moon.
Chazon is a no. It means a shamus.
Dika Sahara, Shachazin Bechalecha
Le'ira. The Ika. The Gemara gives multiple answers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I jumped. I skipped. I'm sorry.
The Ika Chazana.
The Ika Chazana Shamus Shoichel Bebayim Beis Aknesses Aflo Le'ira Suya.
So this is for illumination.
He actually lived there.
It's meant for kavod.
It's also for illumination.
And also illumination. The Chazana. He eats there in the shul. Vayta.
So
exactly,
if he lives there and it's from illumination.
If there's a chazan, it lives of illumination. If not, there's a chazana. So you should be able to use it because there's a chazana. No. Is there a full moon? If there's a full moon, then the chazana does not need to come on. Therefore, the kingdom is only for what? For Adam Chosho, then you're not going to use it. But if there's no moon outside.
It's a Pella. The Mizzi says you could derive from
yes,
pleasure from
absolutely.
The moon.
Absolutely.
Why do you need lampposts
absolutely,
and everything?
Because we live in the city. We live with spoiled. Tarabonim. Hayyoshim, Bibes Amedrash, Vayvu Arlufneim, Naidin. Okay, so over here is a Pella garage here. You're in the base medicine, so Shabbos, no middle Torah laws, they bring an air. So should one person make a bracha for the Ganset Sibu, or should each one make the bracha by themselves?
Yeah.
So to be Shammai, I'm Rim, called Echav Yechad, Bavarach Li'atzmai, everyone makes their own bracha.
Yeah.
They pass it around. They sell Elohim Rim, Echon, Bavarach Li'kulon.
Who are Barbarish? Yes,
Barbarish.
They sell Elohim Rim,
Bavarach Echon, Bavarach Li'kulon. Mishum Shanema, why? Biroivam, Hadras Melach. We understand why, because of the Rama. El Beis Shammai, my time, everyone's ready to bracha. Pili Plamuli Mar, it says, Bittel Beis Hamedrash. What's the Bittel Beis Hamedrash? The amount of time it takes to say Amen. If one person makes the bracha, so you're going to listen to the bracha and you're going to answer Amen. If you make the bracha yourself,
No,
you
that can't be the pshat.
Yeah, that's what Rashi says.
It's much faster for him to make the bracha than to answer Amen.
If you listen and look at Rashi, I'm not making this up. Biddle based on Medrish, Abizman Shechem of Varech Lukulam, him Shechem Lishtoik, Migir Sasam, Gdeishi Yishavnu Kulam, the Yishmu Allah, Yanu Amen.
It's more of a
1 second. How long does it take to say Amen? Less than a second. So the Bittel Beis HaMedrash is, if one fellow will make the bracha for the whole tzibur, in addition to the amount of time it takes to make the bracha, they're also all going to have to answer Amen.
But they're also going to have to go shh.
But if each one makes the bracha, by themselves, so you're not answering Amen. So therefore, the difference is...
But it's the middle of learning. How could they do it? It's Bittel Torah also.
Well, you have to do mitzvahs.
So do it after learning.
After learning, there's no yegis about yom v'layla.
Half the base medrash is learning, and now you have a few guys.
Vayit in the Gemara, okay? The Gemara is teaching you yisoidos. Vayit in the Gemara, Other mepharshim, I think Tosfos disagrees. Other mepharshim says Others say it's like the pashup shot is that when you have to go, you make one mix of bracha. So then everyone quiet down. It takes, right, exactly. You pass it around, so you pass it around. It's Pashup Shad. But Rashi does not say that. Vayit in the Gemara.
Same thing, they would not say Marpe.
Marpe is Gesundheit.
But forgive me, you do it all the time.
Loy Omer Marpe. You don't say Marpe Beis HaMedrash, but maybe Bittel Beis HaMedrash. And Shtaka and Shulchan Aruch, Shtaka brought down that you're not supposed to say Gesundheit in the Beis HaMedrash. Halacha L'maisa, when the Olam is on Israel in this, because, and what about all the Bittel Torah? And what about all the politics? And what about all the Lashon Hara? People, we live in it, we have a shul here. This is not a Beis HaKnesses, because we cannot be Nizr in all the Chumas. Madach, you cannot be Nizr.
That's not a Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. Okay, whatever.
Madach, you cannot be Nizr. We today go out of our way to make a Tanai that every Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, should not have Kedusha. Because there's no way in the world we can be Nizr in all the Halachas.
That's
you can't
true.
Eat, you can't sleep, you can't talk, you can't do this. So when it comes, you can't say Gesundheit. You can't get Gesundheit, Derecher, someone else. That's when I'm Nizra. You should know, I really dislike this person to the nth degree. A nasty, nasty person. And when he would sneeze, I would always say Gesundheit. Animas. And when I would sneeze, he would never say to me Gesundheit. And he says to me, he once said to me, that's the halacha. And he opens up the Torah and he shows me word for word, you're not allowed to. This guy would battle the whole day in Beis Medrash. And his whole conversations, he would talk and he would curse and he'd do cold over Osir. But yet, when I would sneeze, he was makbid not to say Gesundheit. Okay?
Hypocrisy.
Okay. Next.
Was he in
Dirshu?
What? Was he in Dirshu?
No, he's not in Dirshu. No, he's not part of Dirshu. This guy has a very,
I know such a very bitter life.
This person is a very, very bitter life.
Okay,
the dead. Pray for the dead. And the dead will pray. The dead will pray for you. Only because they have nothing else to do. Pray for the dead, and the dead will pray for you. Only because they have nothing else to do. Why are there fences around the cemetery? Why are there gates?
So people shouldn't get in.
People are dying to get in.
That I heard is old.
Vita. My time, according to jokes, my time, my time. Near why?
Yesterday when I needed jokes.
My time, Ner L'chavru Davida. Why Ner L'chavru Davida? Because by the dead, when they light candles with a dead body, they're not lighting for illumination. They're lighting it for cover.
Either dead already. So that's
Kabbalah Yanim. Kabbalah. You've seen this all the time. Kabbalah Yanim. Besamim Lavuri Rechuhu Diavide. It's not. It's to take away the odor. It's not for enhancement. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Kol Shem, it's not so simple. Because sometimes they put out candles for the dead for illumination, headlights. to get a masaskin. They put up lights at night, the blue barrel at night. So it depends. And sometimes the reason why they're lighting candles is not because they really want to be mechaber the dead. They just need illumination. And the proof, but sometimes not. All the way around, they do. But how do you know? It depends. The proof, the test is, do they light candles for this type of person by day? If they would have lit candles by day, so now when they light it at night,
right,
it's not for illumination.
Correct.
But if they do not light it by day and only by night, it goes just for illumination. Then you can make the bracha. Kol shem utzin lefanu biyom v'layla, ein v'varchan l'lof. T'chol she'ein v'utzin lefanu b'layla, oh, it's a raya that it's not because of COVID, because of illumination, v'varchan l'lof.
One second, what you're saying, all of meaning, if they bring
If they would light the candles, they would bring out the candles. You go into a basam, into a perfumer, a store that they sell perfumes.
Wow.
And very
reach.
And normally you make a bracha when you make bari atzei basam or ne basamim reach reach. I feel yoshav sham kol yom kula inu varach. Why? Because I'm not there. I'm for business. I'm here.
Ein mevarach ela pamachas.
I'm sorry, one time because you're having hana. But nichnas, I'm sorry, you're right. One time, you're right. I'm sorry, you're going there for hana. You're going in there for hana. So what you, once you have that, then they go and brach. But let's see, you misiach das. How you misiach das, you leave. Nichnas v'yoytzei, b'varech, b'varech, kopam, b'pam. V'ha'ach over here, when you go to the basam, you're not going there for hana.
Right.
You're going there.
So you don't make a
brach. V'ha'ach, d'lav l'recha hu d'abida.
Who says it's not l'recha?
You're not going, because you're going for business. Why are you going over there? What is Rashi?
Because people know that when it smells good, people come in and
what
they buy.
What are you going there for? You're going to the basam. Look at Rashi over here.
It's all because of the smell.
Rashi says, ein mevarchin. Allah bari atzei b'sam, Ella bari m'shem and arev, m'vrachim the love of m'shem and shalfas mu, b'chol yom b'vim
b'vrachim ha'chol m'shem. That's a teretz.
That's the answer to v'chol meis, no, b'vrachim the love b'samim, shamoy l'ch adam istinis. No, what are you talking about?
Where are you up to? I was in the Rashi.
Let's see the Gemara. So what's the kash? V'chol v'hil, the lal l'rech
l'yavim. The fragrance stores.
Basam is not the lal l'rech, the basam, I guess, is the takeaway. It seems that the word the basam from the Shushal Meil Gemara, the basam, they sell their items to take away zuhama.
No, why?
No, they're selling.
They're selling. So it says that even though they're selling it, you make a bracha. The Gemara is against the Akasha. We just concluded the only time you make a bracha on some is when it's
He's
positive.
Saying, why do you make a bracha every time you go in and out?
Yeah.
It's the reich is not made to smell. The reich is made to sell.
Right.
Okay, business, fine. So why do you make the bracha the first time then? Why then do you make the bracha the first time?
Why do you make the bracha altogether?
Right. Altogether.
Right.
The Gemara, v'kavarich.
And you write in, the bracha
it's taka made to smell. When you come into the store, you meant to have hana also. Samples.
You ever go
in
to
the department store? When I was a kid, my mother used to take me to the department store all the time. You go to Macy's, you go to Bloomingdale's, and you come in, and they give you perfume samples. Hello, these women dressed up, they give you these perfume samples, so they give you free samples to smell good.
So it's not only to sell, but also to smell, in order to sell.
By the Torah Rabbanon, let's hear the shouting, chutz l'krach, outside the city. So you have a and you smell fragrance. Oh, can you make
now, does it have to be fragrance from an eitz? It has to be something that's
substance, right. Avada.
It can't be a fragrance of a bakery smelling.
No, no, of course not.
That's what I'm saying.
Of course not.
The smell of
well, let's say you go into a shoe store, the smell of
no,
leather.
No, of course right. not. It has to be from atzei besamim.
Right.
The riach riach if the city where you're going is goyim, in mevarich. You show mevarich. Rabbi Yosef, why? Because a goyim they're doing it for avoid the zara. Because the Yidden, they know how to do avodah zara better than the goyim. Where do you think the goyim learned the avodah zara from?
How do you understand this?
Go look and learn Navi. Go learn Sefi. I want a chassidic. Why would you want to learn Nach? Nach avodah zara, avodah zara, shlichas damim, gil yarayis, avodah zara, avodah zara. What are you learning now?
How do you understand this part of shot?
From
Yidden?
Azoy Gaitos. What the Yidden do, that's the way it goes.
Afla fella, this Gemara.
Gemara says, Mimesha, 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 Mimes Ali Yidden, they do the Zara. The Gemara says, you're right. A miyut. But there are other people that have some for ulterior motives. Avle miyuto l'kashav, but umiyuto is another miyut. Nami legamer es hakelim, to clean the clothing. Dry cleaning is a big business by the Yidden. Eshtakach, so you have a little of this.
Why is that only a miyuta?
A little of this. Most of them don't do that. It's a miyut. It says
there's 30% to do it for this. 30% to do it for that.
So the majority of people that
are not doing it for fragrance.
So, Rubo,
so that's enough for a person not to make a bracha?
A combination.
If it's not for fragrance purposes, you don't make a bracha.
You have some people doing avodah zarah, okay, some are in the dry cleaning business, some people they're in the bathroom disinfecting business. Memela, the majority is not for Recha. In these locales, they clean clothing. This is the tailor, this is the clothing industry. Like in Manhattan, there's a certain area section, the textile industry.
The garment center.
The people there, they're buying clothing, they're getting ready for Shabbos, and they're cleaning the clothing with Shabbos. So therefore, you can't make a brach. If you want to have smell it, you're a chayte, even though there's nothing technically wrong. Smell is a dover.
We're not talking about making a bracha, just the
even to sell out a bracha. Like instead of a pizza shop, right? I used to go away for the bus for years.
Well, that's awesome to
wow.
This is only if it's a vodazara, right?
Well,
let's say
Zara.
It's treif.
Right.
The guy's cooking a pig.
Not right.
You're
not
allowed to smell it?
But you're not supposed to have anah. I used to stand away from the bus for so many years in Cortelia and Coney
right,
Island.
And there's a guy in the corner.
And there's
who?
A corner still there. There's this pizza shop there. Oh. So the pizza shop, the pizza shop is Basa B'cholav.
There's an S. Oh, you're not allowed to.
Basa B'cholav.
Ah,
they
have so that's something
they put in the pizza tarfus. Who knows what they put in the pizza?
No, they put it anchovies. That's
so
me.
Mimela,
so that's fish.
So mela, I'm not allowed to. So they would waft.
No, pepperoni.
You can smell the right in front of, by the bus stop. You can every day smell the delicious smell
meat,
of
right?
pizza.
Yeah, pizza yeah.
So are you allowed to have, so if you have no choice, you know, we just go, okay.
That's interesting. It's Basa B'cholav.
Ah, I have
no. No, but B'cholav, he said treif, or let's say chametz on Pesach. Is there an answer to have a
yes.
chametz for sure?
Yes.
Chametz, yeah. But what about treif?
Any dover also, yes, Kazer. Of course, also.
There's an iser.
Sel bazach. Nisratzel de hodiach. Harezechoyte. There's no malchus.
Maybe that's the gabba of
the
Zara.
There's no malchus. Zel bazach.
We
learned in the Mishnah, the Ein Mivarchim Al Ner Ad Sheya Oisur. Now here's the Shaila.
Yes.
Meg Avdala, you got to go close so you can see nails. Well, let's say you're far away. I'm far away, and the Ner's over there. I'm over here. Can I make a bracha? The answer is yes. B'diavet, because you don't have to mamish have hana.
Okay.
What's the benefit that you're supposed to derive?
You derive hana from the light.
What hana do you have when you do this exactly?
You sing.
What are you seeing?
You're
seeing your shadow, right?
You're able to see something.
What are you seeing, Sadi? You're doing this.
You're
what
actually
are
you using it.
Before the nail.
But the bottom line over here is you have to be able to say that I've been able to use the light to see, even though I don't need it. Who needs to look at my nail? I don't care. But the bottom line is the reason why you have greater clarity in all that dirt that got in between the nails is because the illumination of the Havdalah candle has granted me greater illumination. I was Nene. Do I want to have this sun off? You know, thank you very much. But the bottom line is, that's the halacha. You have to be Nene from the R to make the bracha.
Yeah.
When it says stay there, this is going to be the big machlokes thing about what is talking about halacha. No, yeyo yisu mamish. It doesn't mean mamish. Elokol she'ilu. If the Nair is far away, but if I were to come close, I would push my way through the crowd and knock everyone down to get to the Nair, I'll be able to do right, but that's going to be good. Like a Chayim Blin, Mitzvah, Mekipurim, there are 1,000 people, and make Avdallah, so you can see the candles from very far away.
Yes.
But I can't get to the candle.
Right.
I can't push my way through 1,000 people to get there. It's good enough. We don't pass like we hold that you really should be doing the right because it's good enough. A person that nears in his lap. The panos in a lantern. You did not benefit. You had benefit, but you did not see it. Until you see that you have hana. You can be mishtamish. In other words, the candle is behind the corner. and the illumination comes first. It's far away. So it's far away. I can't be near it, but I can see it. And it said it's no good. No, it's not a kasha. The MS, you can make a bracha like going the am yovah azla. It means the candle is diminishing. It's going out. There's so little hano. And it says over here that you see it, but you cannot derive benefit. It does not mean you're far away. Even if you're very close, you can't derive benefit because it's withering away. It's flickering out. If it's flickering out, then in echanami you can't make a bracha bar meresh. But if it's a good stark in there, but it's too far away from you, but you see it, you can make a bracha bar meresh. We have to eventually skip.
Come on. Well, I'm going to have to skip the Shabbos and not even have repent. Yeah.